The first robotics season is underway, or about to get underway. I think it's already underway. Joining us right now from Marysville Public Schools, the superintendent of schools, Dr. Sean Whiteman. Dr. Whiteman, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You brought some of the robotics folks with you. The coach, John Smith. Coach, good morning.
Morning to you.
And the team captain, Eric Beeler. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
I guess, Dr. Whiteman, let's just start with you real quick. Talk a little bit about the importance of a robotics program like this.
Well, this robotics program that we have here at Marysville High School has become a major club or team that we have here in the district. John Smith, our club sponsor and one of our teachers in the high school, has been working with our students for a number of years. I think this actually right here, I think, be his sixth year with the program. And it has grown tremendously. It has worked its way down to our middle school and even into our elementary building. So it's actually becoming a bigger and bigger centerpiece here in the district. And we're very, very proud of the program and the work that he's done and to expand it.
Eric, how long have you been involved in robotics?
I've been involved since the middle school team started back when I was in seventh grade, which I believe would have been 2015.
Yeah, so you've been doing this a while. How have you seen the robotics field change? Yeah, because I can imagine there probably are changes that you've seen even just in 5 years.
Yeah, every year we get a new game and the games become more and more fun as time goes on. And in the middle school, we build smaller robots that are about 18 inches by 18 inches. In the high school, we build robots that can be up to 4 feet tall.
Wow.
3 feet long.
Yeah. Wow. This really is an interesting field, something that, you know, when I was a student and Dr. Whiteman, when we were going to school, robotics didn't even hardly exist, certainly not as a team sport. So maybe Coach Smith, you can talk a little bit about why you think this is so popular among students.
It's an activity and a sport that you can get involved with that anybody can do. One of the taglines for the whole program is, this is one of the only programs that 100% of the kids who participate could go pro. So that's the philosophy of the program that's worldwide. So it's really cool to be able to have kids of various academic, athletic, and intellectual abilities to be able to come in and just participate and be successful.
Yeah, maybe you speak to that a little bit as well, the fact that you can get so many different students with so many different varied interests and backgrounds and abilities all working together on a project.
Yeah, we have a lot of different sub-teams on the robotics team. Like, we have a design team and a build team and an electrical team. There's a lot of different kids as well. A lot of people from all walks of life can come together and work on a robot together.
This year's competition is themed Infinite Recharge. What does that mean?
This year's game, Infinite Recharge, it's sponsored by, sponsored through and with Star Wars. So it's kind of got kind of a Star Wars feel to it, and I know a lot of teams are kind of incorporating that into their designs and their outlooks for the teams this year. And so what we got to do is we got to take pretty much a seven-inch ball, and we have to be able to pick them up and be able to throw them into a couple different target areas to be able to score points. And then at the very end, we have to be able to hang on it's called a generator switch. We got to get the generator going. And so a robot has to reach up, grab it, and then lift itself up and be able to stay off the ground for 5 seconds after the match ends to get additional points.
Wow. That's a big challenge. Where do you start? I mean, you got to start from nowhere. This is your assignment. Go make it happen. How do you start something like that?
Well, we plan out like the first week and a half week. We usually read the manual. We get a rule manual every year with different rules, how to play the game. We talk about how to play the game. And then we just start pulling ideas out of thin air. Everyone meets together, comes up with ideas, and just go from there.
Do you find yourself thinking about this all throughout the day, wake up in the middle of the night with an idea for the robot?
Yeah, Mr. Smith does as well. I believe everybody in robotics does. You sit there, you come up with an idea, maybe in a class during the day or something, you write it down and come talk about it at robotics practice.
Yeah, I can see how you can get kind of obsessed with something like this, huh?
Yeah, yes. It's kind of taken over during the January and February. It's nonstop. We have school, and then after school, it's robotics for the rest of the day.
So then are you competing against other teams in this region? Tell us a little bit about the structure of the teams and the competition and how far you can go with something like this.
Well, every year we have, with our registration, we get to participate in two events within the state of Michigan. And we're participating in Milford in 2 weeks, and then at the Marysville event, which will be April 2nd through the 4th at Marysville High School. So those will be our two events during the six-week competition season in Michigan. The seventh week is actually state competition, where 160 teams will get together at Saginaw Valley to be able to participate and go for points to be able to qualify for the world competition, which is in Detroit at the end of April.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I don't think a lot of people realize the world competition is in Detroit. So you get to go to that and not have to worry about, you know, some huge expense or international travel or anything like that.
Not for us. It's great. It's about an hour drive to get there, but we haven't had the opportunity. We're really focused on trying to get there this year, but to be able to get down there just to participate as an observer, it's an experience you'll never forget.
Well, how do you like your chances this year?
We're doing pretty good so far. We're as far ahead as we've ever been in terms of building the robot. The robot's already done. Usually it's done about 2 weeks from now. And we're done right now. We're getting practice. So it should be a good season, in my opinion.
All right. You concur?
I concur. It's been a great build season. For us this year, it's been not a lot of stress this year. We've been going along. The kids have been doing great. Our mentors will come in and participate. They've been doing an awesome job with the kids, too, and we've had a very successful year so far.
Can people come out and watch a competition? How do they do that?
Well, for us, like I said, Marysville is going to host an event. This will be our fifth year hosting it. It'll be April 2nd through the 4th. It starts on Thursday night. A competition starts on Friday. All the teams show up. There's 40 teams that will show up from all over Michigan. It just depends on who got registered for our particular program. And so we'll have teams show up. The robots have to get inspected. They have to meet all the parameters that the program requires. It's almost like an engineering manufacturing project. You have specifications you have to meet in order to be able to participate. And we have to go through that process that night and be cleared for competition to start Friday. And at Marysville, and as with all the events in the state, they're free of charge. You can come in at any time and see. You'll know what's going on in Marysville when there's a ton of cars. It's packed. We got 40 teams, and each team has 10 to 20 kids, and then all their parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and friends are all coming. So it gets filled up very quickly. But it's an awesome time. It's an experience. Again, you won't forget a robotics experience. It's not like anything you've really seen before.
I know it's competitive, but Eric, it's got to be a lot of fun to see what other teams are doing with this game as well. When you get a chance to see what other teams have put together with their robots.
Yeah, I honestly, in my position, I'm actually a drive coach too. We have a drive team of five people who participate in the event and drive the robot around when everybody else is in the stands. It's really interesting because it's 3-on-3, and you get to meet a lot of different people. You get to meet a lot of teams who've been around for 20, 25 years and get to see what they've come up with. And we're all about gracious professionalism, which Dr. Woody Flowers, one of the founders of FIRST, came up with. And the other teams, they'll basically help us out, and they can show us things that they've done. They can show us things.
Sure. No, it's a great learning opportunity.
Yeah. And it's really interesting to see how a lot of different teams come to the approach. Like, some of our designs have been pretty eccentric. Some other teams come up with eccentric designs. It's really fun to see.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like fun. Sounds really interesting. And it shows that, with engineering, there's a lot of creativity here. People think that, people that are engineers are just math nerds. There's a lot of creativity here, isn't there?
Very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all the creative juices flowing. Cool. On all sorts of levels.
Well, neat stuff. Dr. Whiteman, you got to be proud of this team, huh?
Yeah, we're very proud of the team. I'm actually, I want to also say our parent volunteers do a fabulous job coming in and helping out kids. It's not uncommon to have them there until 10 o'clock at night with students and their kids. So, yeah, we're very, very, very proud of what we've been doing here in Marysville and even in the Blue Water area. I mean, a lot of the high schools in the Blue Water area have these types of programs going on, too, and it's a great opportunity for kids.
All right. Well, good luck to Marysville's FIRST robotics team. Go get them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for coming. Appreciate it very much.